边呢都是一种很机械性的那种声音。
And the other side of the phone call is a machine voice.
他说啊，恭喜你，你又中了什么什么奖。
And the voice would tell me that congratulations, you have won certain things.
一开始还有点高兴。
Originally, I in the beginning I felt a little bit happy.
后来想想，我都没有参加这种抽奖，哪里来中呢？
But then later on, I thought about it. I realized that since I never participated in any kind of these games, why would I win anything?
免费的机票，免费的游轮，什么都中过了。
That they have told me that I have won free airplane tickets or free cruise.
听到了都知道是骗人的。
So when I get this kind of phone call now, I know that it is a deceiving phone call.
现在社会上很多骗人的东西。
Right now in the society, there are many things that can deceive us.
但是如果被人家骗了。
But if you happen to be deceived,
那只能说自己笨了，自己倒霉了。
You can only admit that you are not perhaps a little bit foolish or bad luck.
下次小心点就好了。
Next time you need to be careful.
但是如果一个人自己骗自己，
But if a person deceive himself,
那你就很难帮他了。
Then it is very hard to help him.
因为自己都看不见自己的问题。
Because he or she cannot even see his own problem.
早上我们讲过，什么人是自欺的人呢？
This morning we have mentioned that who are the people that deceive themselves.
包括那些明明是有问题，但是他觉得不是有问题的人。
Including those who actually have problems, but they do not recognize that they have problems.
不去面对他。
They are afraid of facing their own problems.
也没有从神的角度去看他自己的问题。
They also do not look at their own problems from the perspective of God.
结果他的问题啊，一生当中常常的重复的出现。
So this type of problem will continue to occur repeatedly in his life.
第二种自欺的人。
The second type of people who deceive themselves.
就是听了道理而不行道的人。
Is the one who after listening to the word but do not practice the word.
好像照了镜子，没有改变自己就走了。
This is just as if they look into the mirror, saw themselves, and did not do anything to change, and then left.
结果信了几十年，没有什么作用。
So even though they have believed in the Lord for a few decades, but the words of God is not does not take effect in the life.
他的生活啊，他的家庭没有改变。
Because his life, his family does not change.
第三种自欺的人，就是说自己没有罪的人。
The third type of a person who deceives himself is the one who says that he has no sin.
他不认自己的罪。
He does not admit to his own sins.
结果得不到生命平安。
So he cannot receive peace in his life.
那我们下午再来讲几样自欺的人的现象。
So this afternoon, let us continue to study a few more examples of people who deceive themselves.
看看我们有没有骗自己啊。
Let's see if we have been deceiving ourselves.
我们看加拉太书第六章。
Please refer to Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书的第六章第三节。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 3.
加拉太书的六章第三节。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 3.
六章三节。
Chapter 6 verse 3.
人若无有，自己还以为有，就是自欺了。
For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself.
这里有另外一种自欺的人的现象。
Here's another phenomenon of deceiving yourself.
这个翻译啊，应该把它中文可以这样讲，英文是已经有这个意思了。就是说，如果一个人本来没有什么了不起，却以为自己是了不起，那他就是欺骗自己。
Here the Chinese translation may be a little bit different in meaning, but if you look at the English translation, it's very clear that if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself.
这里本来没有的。
Originally, you have nothing.
你没有什么大不了的，没有什么了不起的。
That you are nothing great. There is nothing special about you.
又觉得自己很好。
But then you feel that you are very good.
以现代的说法，就是说这个人呢，自我感觉非常良好。
So this is in today's term what people say as thinks of himself as better.
当然，每个人都需要有某种程度的自信，才不会说自卑啊。
Of course, everyone needs a certain degree of self-confidence so that he would not feel very bad.
但是如果这个自信呢过了头啊。
However, if you are too confident in yourself,
他一想到一看到自己的或者是自己的东西了，或者是自己的儿女了，或者是任何自己的东西，都觉得他很了不起。
So whenever a person sees himself or sees his family, sees his children, and feel that he truly is something special, then
这个就是骗自己了。
Then that is deceiving himself.
因为我们人呢是有盲点的。
Because we often have our own blind spots.
我们常常会做一个比较。
We often like to compare ourselves with others.
我们把自己有的东西跟别人有的东西来比较。
We compare the things that we have with what other people have.
看你往哪里比啊。
And it depends on how you compare.
有时候你跟别人比了，我觉得说啊，我自己很好。
Sometimes when you after you made a comparison, you may feel that I am indeed good.
其实你当你了解更多之后
but if you actually understand or look at it a little bit more,
其实真的发觉自己真的不算什么。
Then you will realize that in actual fact, you are actually not really nothing special.
我认识一个弟兄。
I know a brother.
他以前在大学教书。
In the past, he was teaching at a university.
他问我们。
So he asked.
在大学里面那么多学生啊，你怎么能够分别出来一个 undergrad 就是刚进去的，还有一个快读完博士快要毕业的那两种人呢？怎么可以分别
？So he asked us that in school, how do you distinguish between an undergrad student and a postgraduate student?
Wow.我说我们说我们不知道啊。
So I said I don't know.
他说我告诉你。
So he said that I tell you this way.
当然除了年纪之外了啊，练到 undergrad 练到博士生快毕业的，大概年纪当然是比较大一点，这个不算啊。
And of course, other than looking at the person from his age.
他说呢，如果在大学校园里面拿着很多书，哇，意气风发讨论。讲什么都好像很懂的 很爱现的那种了，都是第一年第二年的。
So he said that if you walk around the campus and you see people who hold a lot of books, like to talk to people and seem like to appear that they seem to know a lot, then those are the ones who are freshmen.
很怕人家不知道他还很多书啊。
Because they are afraid that people do not know they are very well educated.
那个练到博士后的了，快毕业，那整天在做研究，里面头脑在想东西，可能手上都没有带书，然后一本小本子放在后面，头低低，一直想数学问题的，那个应该就是。
But if you see a person who is always constantly deep in his thoughts, perhaps he may not bring a lot of things, probably just bring a small notebook with him, and he's always thinking about his math problem. Then that is you can tell that he is a PhD student.
有时候我们跟自己比较，会觉得自己很好。
Yes, sometimes when we compare when we make this kind of comparison, we may feel that we are better than others.
会觉得自己有点了不起。
We may feel that we are something special.
有时候我们照照镜子，觉得哎，我还蛮帅的。
Sometimes when we look at the mirror, we may feel that I have a pretty good look.
在某一个所谓出名一点的公司工作，就觉得自己有点哎呀。不错，不一样。
Maybe you work in a more well-known company and you feel that you are something different.
学校好一点出来的，就觉得说哇，我是不一样的。
Perhaps you go to a better school and you feel that you are a little bit different than others.
或者是神让我们赚到一点钱，我们就觉得说，哎，我有点成就。
Or perhaps you have made some money in your business and you feel that I'm different because I'm more accomplished.
那其实圣经告诉我们很清楚。
But the Bible tells us clearly.
我们看哥林多前书的第四章。
Let's refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
第六节。
Verse 6.
哥林多前书四章六节。
1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6.
四章六节。
Chapter 4 verse 6.
弟兄们，我为你们的缘故，拿这些事转比自己和亚波罗，叫你们效法我们，不可过于圣经所记载的。免得你们自高自大，贵重这个，轻看那个。
Now these things, brethren, I have figuratively transferred to myself and Apollos for your sake, that you may learn in us not to think beyond what is written, that none of you may be puffed up on behalf of one against the other.
第七节。
Seven.
是你与人不同的是谁呢？你有什么不是领受的呢？若是领受的，为何自夸，仿佛不是领受的呢？
For who makes you differ from others?And what do you have that you did not receive? Now, if you did indeed receive it, Why do you boast as if you had not received it?
保罗告诉我们，我们有什么东西不是领受的呢？
Here Paul tells us that, what do we have that we had not received?
所以如果我们觉得自己很了不起，
So if we feel that we are something,
其实我们真的是要了解，这个也没有什么了不起。
In fact, we actually need to understand that even this is nothing.
你头脑很好，这神造的，神给你的。
You are intelligent. This comes from God.
没有神帮助的话，我们什么都不是。
Without God's help, we are nothing.
没有神给机会，我根本没有机会工作。
Without God's giving opportunities, then we would not even have the opportunity to work.
所以一这样想，我们就不敢骄傲。
So when we think about this, we would not dare to be proud.
对，保罗在加拉太书刚刚讲的非常好。
So in the book of Galatians, Paul said it very well.
如果一个人以为自己有了不起，
If a person thinks of himself as something,
结果没有，
But he's in fact nothing.
他就是欺骗自己
了。 And he's deceiving himself.
所以那我们要怎么样看自己呢？
So how do we look at ourselves?
我们看罗马书的十二章。
Let's refer to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书的十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
第三节。
Verse 3.
罗马书十二章第三节
Romans chapter 12 verse 3，
我凭着所赐给我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照神所分给个人信心的大小看得合乎中道。
For I say through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not to think of yourself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith.
保罗告诉我们要看自己，要看得刚刚好。
Here Paul tells us to think of ourselves soberly.
什么叫合乎中道呢？
What does that mean to think soberly?
就是不走极端。
That means to not go to the extremes.
有一些人很悲观，很自卑。
Some people they have very low self-confidence.
觉得自己什么都不懂。
They feel that they don't know anything.
什么都不会。
They don't know how to do anything.
什么都不能。
They don't have any ability.
这也不好。
This is not good.
因为神造每一个人都有每个人的特长跟恩赐。
Because when God created everyone, He has given different gifts and a strength to different people.
没有一个人是没有用的。
So no one is useless.
所以太自卑是不好。
So it is not good to have no self-confidence.
但是太自大，自我感觉太良好也不好。
But it is also not good to be too self-confident that you feel too good about yourself.
因为看自己看得很好，就会看不起别人。
Because if you think too highly of yourself, then you would look down on others.
所以保罗告诉我们要认识自己。
So Paul tells us that we need to know ourselves.
不要太自卑。
We shouldn't be too insecure about ourselves.
有神的恩典在我们身上，神会帮助你的。
Because we have the grace of God, God will help us.
我们笨一点没有关系，但是靠主，主耶稣会帮助我们的。
It is okay that we are not that intelligent, but if we rely on the Lord, the Lord will help us.
真的读书读得不好，那别的方面神会帮助我们的孩子的。
You may not be very good at doing school work, but in other areas, God can help you.
但是也不要太自大。
But you also don't need to be too proud.
我们在一方面很强。
We may be very, very strong in one area.
但是在另外一方面，我们根本可能完全都不懂。
But in a different area, we may know nothing.
所以我们不要自欺。
So we should not lie to deceive ourselves.
不要觉得自己是有的。
We should not feel that we are something.
再来，我们来看哥林多前书第三章。
Let's also read First Corinthians chapter 3.
十八节。
Verse 18.
哥林多前书三章十八节。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18.
人不可自欺，你们中间若有人在这世界自以为有智慧，倒不如变作愚拙，成为有智慧的。十九节。
19.
因为世界的智慧在神看来是愚拙，如经上所说，主叫有智慧的人中了自己的诡计，又说主知道智慧人的意念是虚妄的。
18. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age,Let him become a fool that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he catches the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thought of the wise, that they are futile.
保罗这里又说另外一种自欺的人。
So here Paul mentions about another person who deceives himself.
这是自己以为自己很有智慧的人。
That is the one who thinks that he is wise.
在这个世界上有世界智慧的标准。
In this society, we can see the standard of wisdom.
有一些人用 IQ 来量度智慧。
Some people use IQ to measure a person's wisdom.
IQ 是天生的。
IQ is something that you are born with.
当然后天可以改良一点，但是大部分是天生的。
Of course, you can make some improvement after you are born, but most of this IQ comes from comes from birth.
有一些人用学历来量。
And some people would measure wisdom with education.
拿了几个学位，读书很会读，那就觉得自己有点智慧了。
If you hold a few more degrees or you are better at school, then you feel you are wiser.
但是保罗说，你不要骗自己。
But Paul said that do not deceive yourself.
如果你用这个世界上智慧的标准，
If you use the standard of wisdom in this world,
去做事情。
And do things according to.
还有去看信仰这件事情。
Or to look at faith according from that perspective.
你想要用世上的智慧去认识神。
If you want to know God based on the wisdom of the world,
是没有用的。
Then it is useless.
你不会成功的。
You will not succeed.
你倒不如变成一个这世界上看来好像很没有智慧的人。
Instead, you should be become a fool in this world.
用这样的谦卑的心再 来寻找信仰，来了解神。
And use this kind of humble attitude to seek after God, seek after faith.
这样你才有机会去认识神。
So that you have a chance to know God.
因为在神看来，世人的智慧都是虚妄的，没有用的。
Because from God's perspective, everything in this world is foolishness.
自己的智慧反而害了自己。
Your own wisdom may, in fact,become an obstacle for yourself.
为什么主耶稣那个时代的犹太人呢？他们不接受主耶稣。
Why is it that during Jesus' time the Jews did not accept him?
其实从肉体的角度来说，犹太人是最应该第一个信耶稣的。
From a physical criteria point of view, the Jews should be the one who should first come to believe in Jesus.
但是为什么他们不信？
But why did they not believe?
因为他们用自己的智慧去认识基督。
Because they try to come to know God through their own wisdom.
觉得不可能，基督怎么可能从那么穷的家庭出来？
And then they felt that it is impossible for Christ to come from such a poor family.
又钉在十字架上面。
And the Christ should not be crucified on the cross.
所以不能接受。
So they could not accept it.
当时的很多的这个哲学家也不能接受基督教的道理。
And also many philosophers at the time could not accept this faith.
什么死人复活这种事情谁来相信呢？
How can you believe in resurrection?
所以他们就没有办法接受。
So they couldn't accept the faith.
所以如果你自以为有智慧，
So if you feel that you are wise,
想要用世界的事来了解属灵的事，
And you want to understand spiritual things with the wisdom of this world,
是不会成功的。
You will not succeed.
最近我看一个新闻。
Recently, I've read a piece of news.
我们知道微软 Microsoft 的创办人就是比尔盖茨。
We know the founder of Microsoft, Bill Gates.
他很聪明吗？
He's considered to be pretty smart.
曾经应该也是现在也是最有钱的人之一。
He once probably still is the richest person in the world.
我们用的电脑的软体都是他设计的。
And all the software that we use were designed by him.
他很喜欢下国际象棋。
And he likes to play chess.
他就跟现在的棋王那个俄罗斯的一个青年人就约好就一起下棋。
So he had a match with the best chess player in the world today, a Russian young man.
当然他自己知道说一定不会赢他了。
Of course, he knew that there is no way he could win.
但是他很喜欢下棋。
But he liked to play chess.
所以就约他一起下棋。
So they had a chess match.
那电视就直播他们下棋。
And it was also on TV.
结果呢？没有几分钟没有几步那个棋王就把他将军了，他就死掉了，棋局就死掉了。
And within a few minutes, the match was finished because this Russian young man actually won.
新闻记者就访问比尔盖茨说你有什么感想
？So Bill Gates was interviewed and asked. What do you think?
那就回答。
So he answered.
我不够聪明I'm not smart enough.
I'm not smart enough.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
你的电脑的领域很聪明，但你跑到下棋的领域，你就不一样了。
Yes, you may be a genius in the computer field, but when it comes to chess, you are nothing.
你在音乐上是天才，但是你可能文学上可能一个都不懂。
Yes, you may be a genius in terms of music, but in terms of literature, you may know nothing.
所以我们人是很有限的。
So human beings, we are very limited.
今天我们去读书。
Today when we go to school.
越读得深，其实我们越懂的领域就越窄。
The more we study, the narrower the narrower the field we know.
就算有一个人聪明到可以拿到全世界的博士学位。
Even if a person is so smart that he can get all the PhD degrees around the world.
他也不可能凭这个脑筋去认识神。
That he cannot know God by relying on his own intelligence.
因为是不同领域的事情啊。
Because it is a completely different field.
所以神的恩典，神的救恩，是需要用谦卑的心，单纯的信心去接受。
So the salvation of God, the grace of God, you must accept then with a very humble attitude.
然后去体验神。
And then you need to try to experience God.
这样我们的信仰就越来越有体验，越来越有进步。
So that our faith, we can have more experience and we can grow.
所以从我们一开始进到信仰当中，就不是凭着世界的智慧。
So when we first enter into this faith, it was not by relying on the wisdom of the world.
我们要把世界的智慧的这块放下。
We have to put aside the wisdom of the world.
然后用谦卑的心来寻求神。
And to seek after God with a humble heart.
那平常我们生活当中呢？
So what about in our daily life?
我们看箴言的第三章。
Let's refer to Proverbs chapter 3.
第五节。
Verse 5.
箴言三章五节。
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5.
箴言三章第五节。
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5.
你要专心仰赖神，不可依靠自己的聪明。第六节。
6.
在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。第七节。
7.
这节很重要啊，第七节，不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏神，远离恶事。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. 7. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil.
我们生活当中啊，要有一种态度，就是凡事要靠神。
In our daily life, we need to have this attitude that in everything we need to rely on God.
一个人如果觉得自己越聪明，就会越少靠神。
If a person, the more he feel that he's smart, he's intelligent, the less he will rely on God.
那靠自己的结果了，往往就是走了很多冤枉路，浪费很多时间、精神、体力。
And the result of relying on yourself is that oftentimes you feel that you have walked a lot of path in vain, and you have spent a lot of effort in vain.
但是如果一个人觉得自己哎呀马马虎虎啊，不是很聪明。
But if a person feel that you know I'm not that smart, I'm just okay.
读书也不够人高分。
That I'm not that good at school.
头脑也不够人家转得快。
That my brain is not as good as others.
口才也没有。
Or I'm not as eloquent as
others. 但是这个人呢，凡事靠神。
But this person, he relies on God in everything.
凡事靠祷告。
He prays in everything.
做什么事情先交托给神。
And before he does anything, he would first entrusted to God.
我看到不少这样的弟兄姐妹。
I have seen quite a few of this kind of brothers and sisters.
从世界的角度来说，他们不算是很优秀、很聪明的人。
From the perspective of the world, they are not considered to be somebody very good, very smart.
但是这种人呢，往往是他的人生走得比别人好，走得比别人舒服，更多神的祝福。
But these people, usually they are, they have a better life than others in this world. They often have a better, easier life.
因为他觉得自己不懂，所以不敢乱来，凡事要靠神。
Because they feel that they don't know anything, so in everything they do, they seek after God.
上个礼拜听了一个小姐妹的见证。
Last week I heard a testimony from a young sister.
考试的时候。
When she was taking a test.
有一科她还没有把握。
There was one subject that she really did not have a lot of confidence.
所以大家说读书之外的，还拼命祷告。
So other than studying, she also put in a lot of effort to pray.
这个很奇妙。
But it was miraculous.
考出来的结果啊，九十几分。
After she took the test, she received over 90%.
好了，那隔一个礼拜又要考试。
And the second week, she also had another test.
想说上个礼拜那一科那么难的，都拿九十几分，这一科有把握的，不用麻烦主耶稣了。
So she said that since last week, that test, even though I did not know it, but I got 90%.
主耶稣很忙啊。
So I know this subject better now, so I don't need to
不用祷告了，这个就直接读完就去考。
I don't need to trouble the Lord Jesus, so I don't need to pray about it.
又考出来很低分。
So she took the test, and then she didn't do so well.
啊，小姐妹啊，主耶稣就要告诉她，你真的凡事要靠神啊，不是靠自己啊。
It was a way for God to teach her that you should rely on God always and not to rely on herself.
做什么事都要祷告。
So in everything we do, we need to pray.
你要转工作之前要祷告啊。
Before you take another job, you need to pray.
买房子也不要以为说啊，我有眼光啊，我看哪一个区怎么好，以后会涨，靠自己，不能这样。
When you are buying a house, you should not feel that I'm very good at this. I know which area is good. I know which property is good.
到了结婚
like this.
到了结婚年龄了，为自己的婚姻也要祷告，不要凭自己的眼光去看。
And when you reach the age that you are about to get married, you should not rely on your own judgment. You should pray.
做什么事都要靠神。
In everything, we need to rely on God.
不要自以为有智慧啊。
We should not consider ourselves to be wise.
再来看。雅各书第一章
Let's also refer to the book of James chapter 1
雅各书的第一章
James chapter 1
26节
Chapter 1 verse 26
雅各书的一章26节
James chapter 1 verse 26
若有人自以为虔诚却不勒住他的舌头反欺哄自己的心这人的虔诚是虚的
26. If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceive his own heart, this one's religion is useless.
这里有讲到就另外一种自己欺骗自己的人所做的事情。
Here talks about another type of behavior of deceiving.
这种人呢，自己觉得自己还蛮虔诚的。
This type of people, they feel that they are very reverent.
什么叫虔诚？
What does that mean?
包括他对神的态度
including his attitude towards God.
他觉得我常常祷告
He may feel that I pray often.
然后呢，我常常去聚会
I go to church often.
甚至教会有工作，我会帮忙
Or I even help out with the church work.
当然我也会奉献
I also offer.
他觉得说我还算虔诚吧
So he may feel that I'm pretty religious.
因为该做的他都有做了
Because I do everything that I'm supposed to do.
但是雅各长老这里特别提醒我们
But here, James reminds us.
他说，如果一个人觉得自己还算虔诚
，If anyone among you thinks he is religious,
但是他不勒住他的舌头
，and does not bridle his tongue,
这种人呢，就是自己骗自己的。
He deceives his own heart.
因为如果一个人的舌头不控制的话
，Because if a person does not control his own tongue,
神呢，看他就不是一个真正的虔诚人。
Then from God's perspective, he's actually not that godly.
那么这种虔诚啊是虚的，就是不存在的、不成立的、没有的。
His religion is useless.
哇，这个就很严重哦。
This is quite serious.
我们做那么多事情都是为了要讨神喜欢。
We do so many things for the purpose of pleasing God.
哦，要来聚会，要做圣工，要奉献。
We come to church. We do holy work. We offer.
如果神跟你讲你的虔诚是没有用的
，But if God tells you that your religion is useless.
那我们怎么得救
？Then how can we be saved?
怎么得神的赏赐
？How do we receive blessings from God?
所以神对我们有什么看法
？So how does God view us?
很大程度是取决于我们每天在讲什么话。
A lot of it depends on what we speak every day.
这个非常重要。
This is very important.
我们看马太福音。
Let's refer to Matthew.
十二章。
Chapter 12.
马太福音的十二章。
Matthew chapter 12,
34节
34.
马太福音十二章三十四节
Matthew chapter 12 verse 34.
毒蛇的种类，你们既是恶人，怎么能说出好话来呢？因为心里所充满的，口里就说出来。
Verse 34. Brood of vipers, how can you being evil speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
善人从他心里所传的善就发出善来，恶人从他心里所发出的恶就发出恶来。
A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things.
所以说为什么很看重我们要人要讲什么话，或者是不能讲什么话
？Why does the Lord Jesus place so much emphasis on the things that we speak and things that we cannot speak?
为什么要我们勒住我们的舌头？
Why do we need to control our tongue?
其实一个人的讲话是反映他内心在想什么。
Because the words that a person speaks, reflects on what he thinks in his heart.
你要了解一个人的想法，你不用打开他的头脑去做一下测量，你听他讲话就知道了。
To understand a person's thoughts, you don't need to open up his brain. You just need to listen to his words.
一个人如果嘴巴常常骂人
If a person often scolds other people,
很多怨言
he grumbles a lot.
他里面就是想了这些事情。
Then in his mind, he always think about these things.
他心里有很多不满。
He would have a lot of discontent.
如果一个人咒骂 curse 别人啊
，If a person likes to curse others,
他心里面一定有很多仇恨。
In his heart, he must have a lot of hatred.
所以你除非改变你的心，不然你都改变不了你的嘴的。
So unless you change your heart, you cannot change your tongue.
因为这个很自然的，心里满的东西，嘴巴就会说出来。
Because it's very natural when your heart is filled with something, it comes out of your mouth.
所以你的舌头就反映你内心的状态。
So your tongue reflects the inner condition of your heart.
所以主耶稣继续说。
So Jesus continued to say.
36节。
36。
我要告诉你们，凡人所说的闲话。当审判的日子，必要句句供出来。
But I say to you that for every idle word man may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment.
因为要凭你的话定你为义，也要凭你的话定你有罪。
For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned.
原来最后审判的标准呢，主要是要看我们要讲一生当中讲了什么话。
So the final standard of judgment is depends on what kind of words we speak in our life.
包括我们有没有讲一些闲话。
Whether we have spoken some idle words.
就是说讲别人的是是非非啊这些话了。
Meaning that to gossip or to say things about other people.
我们教会很好。
Our church is very good.
弟兄姐妹啊，一家人呢非常亲切。
That we all feel that we are brothers and sisters in one family.
那我们聚会呢也是一整天的。
And we also have service the whole day.
其他教会聚会啊，那么一两个小时就回家了，没有饭吃，也没有什么活动啊，这些。
Usually, if you go to other churches, you may see that they often just have, usually just have service for 1 or 2 hours, and they don't have meals.
我们教会呢，
everybody just go home after that.
中午也有饭吃啊，下午也有点心。
So, but in our church, we see that we provide lunch, and after in the afternoon we also have snacks.
那么厨房呢，也有很多人煮饭。
We also have many people preparing meals for us.
所以一个安息日下来，其实我们有很多讲话的机会。
So, throughout a Sabbath day, there are many opportunities for us to talk.
这个是给弟兄姐妹交流啊，互相啊鼓励啊，分享啊，关心的这个很好的机会。
So this is a very good opportunity for us to communicate with one another, to share with one another, to encourage one another.
但是如果这个时间利用的不好，或者说我们不小心。
However, if we do not make good use of this time, or if we are not careful,
有时候我们讲到没有话讲了。
Sometimes when we have nothing to talk about,
或者是呢不注重讲属灵的事情，或者是互相鼓励的造就的话，我们会偏向于讲了一些不造就的话。
Or if we do not place emphasis, if we do not focus on speaking spiritual words, then we may be careless and say things that we are not supposed to say.
这个呢就会影响我们聚会的效果。
And this will have negative effect on our service.
因为我们听了道理。
Because after we have listened to the words of God,
信心得到造就。
Our faith may be edified.
但是如果在讨论的当中，如果我们不小心讲了一些不虔诚的话。
But if in our discussion, we carelessly say things that are not godly,
让别人听了不舒服的话
or we say things that do not benefit others,
不造就的话
it does not bring any edification to others.
不但只是伤害了别人，对我们自己也有很大的影响。
Not only does it bring harm to others, it can also affect us in a negative way.
我们整天来虔诚的敬拜神的效果就被打折扣了。
So our whole day of godly worship is not as effective.
我们看以弗所书啊。
Let's refer to the book of Ephesians.
那要怎么做呢
？So what do we do?
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
29节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 29.
49节。
Verse 29.
四章二十九节。
Chapter 4 verse 29.
污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话。叫听见的人得益处。
Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers.
这里说有污秽的言语，我们也不要讲。
Here says that we should not say anything that can corrupt others.
什么叫污秽？不但只是骂脏话才是污秽啊！这英文讲得很好，不要 corrupt others， 就是听了对心情不好的话不要讲。
Here the English translation is very good that these words they are referred to as corrupt words. These people, the words that you speak that can corrupt other people.
你听来的话是关于第三者的，根本不是很确实的，你不能再讲出去啊，不然就传话。
If whatever you hear is not from a source, it actually comes from a third party, then you should not pass on these words.
你也讲出去，就变成说你在传话了。Because
if you keep on passing on the word, then you are just gossiping.
别人的软弱也不要讲。
We also should not talk about other people's weaknesses.
你要讲，你就去跟他讲说，哎呀，你要不要改？如果我们不敢去跟那个人讲，我们也不要用来这个讨论。
If you want to say it, you should go to that person and tell him about what you think, but you should not speak behind his back.
因为有时候我们人会比较喜欢讲别人的软弱。
Because sometimes we like to talk about other people's weaknesses.
其实我们自己也没有多刚强。
But actually, we ourselves are not that strong.
讲别人之前。 所以说先想想自己
Before you talk about others, the Lord Jesus said that think about yourself.
所以说，哎呀，你眼睛有刺，我看到你眼睛有刺。
Jesus said that if you see a thorn in other people's eyes,
如果你的眼睛看到别人的眼睛有刺，你眼睛非常好。
If you can see a thorn in people's eye, that means you have very good sight.
因为刺是很小的嘛。
Because thorn is very small.
所以说，也没有看到自己眼睛有一块大梁木。
But the Lord Jesus asked. Do you also see the plank in your own eyes?
批评别人之前，我们想说，哎呀，我自己怎么样？哎呀，原来我也很不好。
So before you criticize others, you need to think about yourself.
帮他祷告。
Then you may realize that in actual fact, I'm not that better. So I should pray for him.
不一定像你们讲的这样子。
Or it may not be as what you have said.
哎，没有造就，这个没有造就，转话题。
So when you hear these kind of words, you should say that these are not. Words of edification. These words cannot edify other people. So let's talk about something else.
所以要转话题很重要。你听到一些有时候不造就的，马上要转话题。So
it is important to learn how to change the topic. When you hear something that it is not good, then you should change the topic.
真的想不到话题怎么办？
And if you really cannot think of anything else to talk about,
有了，世界杯也可以讲一讲了。
You can talk about the World Cup.
世界杯是虽然不是属灵的，但是也不会不造就啊。
Even though the World Cup is nothing spiritual, but at least it doesn't bring any harm to others.
所以我们在教会里面的谈话、分享都要有造就人的。So
whatever we talk about, our discussions in church, they need to be able to edify others.
听了之后，哇，信心会增强的。So
when people hear it, they can be, their faith can be strengthened.
这样才是有智慧的人。So
this is how we can be wise.
如果我们没有勒住自己的舌头,
if we do not control our own tongue,
那么这个虔诚是虚的,
then our religion is useless.
就是骗自己的,
then we are deceiving ourselves.
再来我们看加拉太书第六章,
next, let's refer to Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书的第六章,
Galatians chapter 6.
第七节,
verse 7.
加拉太书六章七节,
Galatians chapter 6, verse 7.
人不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的，人种了是什么，收的也是什么。
7, do not be deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap.
这里又讲到不要自欺了。
Here again talks about not to be deceived.
这种人有什么现象呢？
And what is the case here?
一个人如果自己欺骗自己，会告诉自己啊，我的行为是没有后果的。If
a person deceives himself, he often tells himself that there is no consequence to my actions.
他可能不会直接说啊，我看不起神，他不会这样讲。
He may not necessarily directly say that. I don't care about God.
但是他的想法就等于说他是看不起神。But
his thoughts equates to not care much about God.
因为他觉得说我做的事是没有后果的，就等于神不会审判了。Because
he feels that whatever I do, there is no consequence. So that which is to say that God will not judge.
我们要记住，我们每一个行为都会带着以后会发生的后果。We
have to remember that everything we do, it carries the consequences in the future.
有一些后果呢会很快出现。Some
consequence comes very quickly.
有一些后果呢是等很久之后才会出现的。Some
comes after a long time.
所以就不一样。
So it's different.
一定会有后果。
But there must be a consequence to whatever we do.
我去过一位姐妹的家访问。
I once visited a sister.
她后面呢种了很多菜。
She planted a lot of vegetables in her backyard.
哇，我看了，哇，整个后花园都变菜园了。
So her backyard was actually a vegetable field.
我说也都不用买菜了。
我说 she didn't really need to buy any vegetables.
夏天就是这个好处。
So that's it is a good thing about being in the summer.
对我来说，全部都是绿色的，都一样。
To me, everything she planted was just green.
Everything
was the same
thing. 都还没有长成。
That nothing came out yet.
但是她告诉我，这里是种什么。
But she told me that I planted something here.
那个是以后会长瓜。
So there will be melons.
葱。
There will be green onions.
这个嘞，番茄。
Tomatoes here.
再一阵子了，就有收成了。
And in a few weeks, we can have a harvest.
都还没有长出来，她就知道了。
Before these vegetables actually came out, she already knew.
为什么？
Why?
因为她撒了种子下去啊。
Because she already put in seeds.
你种了番茄就是长番茄。
If you put in tomato seed, it will come out as a tomato.
你不种了个番茄说哇，凤梨赶快出来。
Pineapple would not come out from tomato seed.
不可能嘛，大家都笑了。
It is impossible.
但是我们人就是骗自己。
But oftentimes, we like to deceive ourselves.
我今天所做的不会影响我以后的。
Whatever I do today, it will have no effect for my future.
照常你没有种东西，就整天等那个凤梨跑出来。
Just like if you don't plant any seed, how can you wait for pineapple to come out?
打个比喻。
For example.
好，我们跟我们儿女的关系。
Our relationship with our children.
你今天种什么，以后就收什么。
Whatever you sow today, you will reap in the future.
你孩子还小的时候。
When your children are still young.
你顾着忙事业。
If you only care about your career,
没有时间花在他们身上。
That you don't spend any time on that.
然后一有事情就是打骂。
Right.
打他骂他。
Oh, if something happens, then you would just beat or you would just scold him.
这个就是种，你种这个你的种子种下去。
So this is the kind of seed that you are sowing.
那几十年之后呢
？So after a few decades,
他跟你已经疏远的，你不用讲了，不用。不用预测的，是一定会疏远的。
He will for sure become distant from you.
好，再来。
And then,
你看中你的儿女什么
？What do you emphasize on your children's life？
只看中他的学业。
If you only emphasize on his school，
还要学什么学什么
？Or if you only care about what he learns？
那安息日你不看重
？And you don't focus on observing the Sabbath？
信仰不是很看重
？You don't place emphasis on his faith？
那这是种下去了。
Also, these are the things you planted.
那长大你会收什么呢
？So when they grow up, what will you reap?
他对信仰就是不是很看重了。
Of course, they will not care too much about their faith.
作为信仰可能会流失的。
They will probably become a lost sheep.
好了，我们夫妻的关系也是要种东西。
It's the same way for relationship between husband and wife.
两夫妻啊，很恩爱。
Between the spouse, you are very loving.
常常花时间在一起。
If you spend a lot of time together,
一起做圣工，一起去教会。
If you go to church together, you work for God together.
一起放假找一些休闲的活动。
那when you have time, you would do things together.
那感情肯定好，你就种下去，结果长时间夫妻感情就很好。
These are the seeds that you have planted, and of course, after some time, you will reap a very good relationship.
但是我们种下去了，如果是不一样的
，But if we do not If what we plan is different,
生活很忙，两夫妻没有空交流。
That we are very busy with our lives, so the husband and wife we don't have time to talk to each other.
是长期分开。
We are separated for a long time.
那感情就淡了。
Then very naturally,
这个就是以后就会受的结果。
Very naturally, the feeling will be will not be there, and you will reap the result.
再来第八节，这里告诉我们。
And verse 8 it tells us.
你顺着情欲撒种的，必要受情欲。从情欲受败坏，顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生啊。
For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life.
这里说两种的种子。
You talked about two kinds of seed.
一种就是情欲的种子。
First is the seeds of flesh.
这是顺着自己的罪性，你的罪性想要去做的事就是情欲了。
And this means that you do.According to your sinful desires,
包括五章十九节以下所讲的
including what is mentioned after chapter 5 verse 19.
情欲的种子是什么呢
What are the seeds of flesh?
十九节
verse 19.
五章十九节
chapter 5 verse 19.
奸淫啊，污秽啊，邪荡
adultery, fornication, uncleanness.
你撒这种种子，你家庭一定破裂的
If you sow this kind of seed, your family will be broken.
再来呢，二十一节。
Also verse 21.
在二十节，拜偶像邪术。
Verse 20, idolatry, sorcery.
你撒这个种子了，肯定惹神愤怒了。
If you plant these seeds, you will only receive God's wrath.
一直念下去的那些都是情欲的种子。
If you continue to read these verses, these are all the seeds of flesh.
一定会受败坏。
You will be corrupt.
但是如果从圣灵撒种呢？
But if you sow souls to the Spirit,
二十节。
Verse 20,
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
Verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
圣灵的种子，圣灵的果子。
This is the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit.
你种慈爱，一定会收慈爱的。
If you sow kindness, you will reap kindness.
对人很有爱心，神会让你碰到很有爱心的人。
If you are very loving, God will also allow you to meet up with people who are loving.
神也会更爱你。
God will also love you.
你生活当中撒出喜乐的种子。
If in your heart you can sow the seeds of joy.
你常常带给别人喜乐。
You often bring people joy.
你自己也受喜乐，自己也会很喜乐。
And then you will also reap joy. You yourself will be joyful.
所以圣经叫我们不要再自己骗自己了。
So the Bible tells us that we should not deceive ourselves any longer.
你今天正在所做的事情是会有后果的。
Whatever you are doing today, there will be a consequence.
无论是你个人。
Whether it is individual.
你的家庭。
Or it is for your family.
你的儿女。
Or to your children.
或是你自己的信仰。
Or you, to your own faith.
我们每天每刻在撒种。
Every day, every moment, we are just sowing seeds.
所以有一天我们会面对这些后果。
So one day we have to face the consequence.
如果要改变你的将来。
If you want to change your future.
你就要改变你的今天。
You need to change today.
把自己拉回到神要你做的事情上面。
That you need to bring yourself back to what God wants you to do.
要我们开始接受圣灵的果种子在我们里面。
So that you can bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
这样我们的以后的人生就会不一样。
So that our life will be different in the future.
如果我们什么都没做。
If we do nothing.
什么都不改。
If we don't change anything.
希望明天会更好。
And we just hope that tomorrow will be better.
明年会更好。
Or next year will be better.
那我们就是自己骗自己了。
Then we are deceiving ourselves.
你看2014年又过了超过一半了。
We can see that it's already halfway through 2014.
太快了，觉得。
Time truly flies.
都还没来得及。
It's just in a blink of an eye.
好像夏天就很，现在是夏天刚开始，但是很快又会结束。
Right now is in the summer, but very soon it will be over.
又一年就会过了。
And another year will be passed.
所以我们不要再欺骗自己。
So we should no longer deceive ourselves.
我们要对自己要诚实。
We have to be honest to ourselves.
不要自视过高。
That we should not to be too confident.
如果自己没有，以为自己有，就是欺骗自己。
If we have nothing, but we feel that we are something, then you are deceiving yourself.
没有就没有。
If you have nothing, there is nothing.
主啊，我没有，你帮助我。
Pray to the Lord, saying that Lord, I have nothing, so please help me.
我没有我自己想的那么好。
I am not as good as I thought.
所以我需要你帮助我。
So I need you to help me.
不要自以为有智慧。
So don't feel that you are wise.
凡事要交托给神。
In all things, we need to entrust to God.
再来要勒住自己的舌头。
Then we need to control our tongue.
不然的话，这种虔诚也是虚的。
Otherwise, this kind of religion, this kind of godliness is fake.
再来，今天撒的种，以后要面对后果。
Also, whatever we sow today, we have to face the result.
愿神帮助我们。
May God help us.
不要再欺骗自己。
That we don't deceive ourselves anymore.
364首。
Please sing hymn 364.